Really, he's getting a lot of airtime here.
I was thinking it is interesting because Vaishiva Vyasadeva is describing Vaishiva Vyasadeva describing Bhagavatam through this Leela, because in the Bhagavatam there are so many, for example, gopis, they are more elevated, they have more elevated prema than Vritrasura.
There's much more commentaries about them also.
Yeah. But why Shavyasadeva didn't give a definition of Bhagavatam describing gopis? Why didn't he say like...
Okay, I know. You're asking a question, why that verse? Yeah.
Thank you. Why in the Garuda... Since in the Srimad Bhagavatam is the story of the gopis, why when Vyasadeva is writing Garuda Puran, why does he glorify the Bhagavatam as saying that one of the specialities of it is that one of the distinctive features is that it contains the stories of Vritrasura? Because the Bhagavatam is like, basically, it contains the three aspects of, we have sadhana and sadhya, the practice of bhakti, then the goal of bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya, all of his tattva and philosophy has been divided into three categories, sambandha, videya, and prayojan. The foundation, working within that foundation, and then the purpose of that work, the goal of the purpose or goal of that work. You establish a foundation for a purpose, then you work in that foundation to fulfill that purpose. So the foundation is sambandha. Jiva tattva, Ishvara tattva, Karma tattva, the five tattvas of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara tattva, Jiva tattva, Prakriti tattva, Kala tattva, and Karma tattva. There's five tattvas in Bhagavad Gita. So this is sambandha, understand the tattvas. And then there's the devotion, the seva, the sadhana, and then the prayojan. So Bhagavatam is describing that. So he was distinguishing the Bhagavatam because of the story of Vritrasura, because in this, especially in these prayers, it shows the ideal for sadhana, ideal for abhideya, for the sadhana. Because the ultimate goal of the Bhagavatam, he's saying it's distinguished because the goal, if we say it's distinguished because because your question is, well, why didn't he say the Bhagavatam is distinguished because it has the love of Radharani for Krishna, Radharani's prema? Because that's the goal. That's the goal. And that's somewhat, the Vedas, they're spoken indirectly. They speak indirectly. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it says, Parokshavad Mama Priyam. This is in Uddhava Gita. Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, and he's explaining about the language of the Vedas and the shlokas, because they're often indirect. So this is called Paroksha, indirect. Mama Priyam. It's very dear to me. So Krishna likes it. So when Vedavyasa is saying that, he's hiding the goal. Because that goal one will attain that goal of the gopi's prema and Radharani's prema seva, which is the ultimate essence, and ultimate essence of the Bhagavatam, the ultimate essence, quintessence, and the prayojan and goal of the Bhagavatam is that. But the means to attain that is humility and prayer and submission and sharanagati. And that's best exemplified by Vritrasura. Humility before God, prayer to God, absolute submission and surrender to God, whatever he wants. So that's the gopis. So this is the philosophy, this is the sambandha. The story of Vritrasura gives the philosophy. Bhagavan and the Jiva and the philosophy and the tattva and prayer and submission, humility and fearlessness. And so it gives the sambandha and the sadhana, the practice, and then the story of the gopis gives the prayojan. So this is my understanding of why he's... Because it may be that one verse, and maybe I can't remember all the parts of the Garuda Puran. I've read it, not in Sanskrit, in English. And this was some notes I took from a lecture of someone who read the Sanskrit verses. So there may be other verses where he mentions that. But generally, that's a hidden thing. Although the Bhagavatam contains that, but that's hidden because it's Parokshavad. Very valuable jewels are hidden in some kosh, some bandara, what a box, storeroom, jewel room, treasury room,